I hope everybody has spoken about this way. I believe everybody, but then that's the most beautiful way to ever see. Everybody said they saw it in color. This is George Dean saw it in color. Well, I'm glad you weren't as depressed as you're going to the pot red. That's sort of a gloomy section, isn't it? But I must say that it brings some of the other one. How's the matter? I mean, I understand if the prospects are that dire, then we better all turn our suits around the hills. But, you feel that they overstated it a bit? Of course. Yeah. Our figures where he takes, of course, all of the deflator that shows his actual going up. That's the end of the guy's law, I suppose. That's the other side of it. Yeah. I suggested that not only spend the cost of what they're going to get, but let's see what settlements we're really talking about. In other words, I think when you get it down to that, then you don't just talk in general terms. And then you talk to the NGR, and here's what we're talking about, and here's what we're going to do with each one. Dissect the problem if you get to it to an extent. The other thing is that, what about Arthur's point about the businessman and his belief that he has such basically a lack of confidence, and that's why that's never been the case before, and so forth and so on. Is that true? Is that maybe it is? My point is that I've always learned there's businessmen are always that.
Beautiful gown.
It's a beautiful gown.
She disappeared. You know, she really was beautiful. Gorgeous, her hair was pretty. She's a beautiful girl.
Actually, more beautiful in her pictures than she is in person. And what I meant is that television
is always good for her.
It complements her appearance. She just does a terrific job.
I don't know where they got it, but that gets over there right away. I would assume her staff would have gotten up to it. The other pictures are all black and white. Pierre Renfrey sent another letter to me to get to you, but you don't want to see his letter. This is a short letter that I...
Jack is just basically He doesn't know it. But he's a big, stupid old friend, that's all.
He is, and he's gotten worse. He's gotten worse because she pushes and he goes along. And then he pushes too now.
Don't you agree with me that I should, the way I've got to handle this is to put a fight to Kalmbach and just cold turkey?
Yeah. I think so. Because you're right, from now till a year from November, you can't waste any time worrying about them. And if that wants their 2 weeks off,
I've got
to
have my time, and I cannot have them there. And we will make a sacrifice by not having anybody else there either.
Well, that's not a real big sacrifice. You can ask other people, and they'll stay
in. Oh, of course.
And come for dinner, and
Beth, she can have them down anytime, not while I'm there. I get the point that, but I guess the rest I'm not unusual. But like to me, I just can't really face up with the idea of walking over there and having dinner with that. Maybe with her, with the plane there. I just can't face up to it. You know, she's so goddamn mean in her face, Rose.
I know.
And she talks to me.
She looks better at the wedding than she's looked for several years, though. For the last few years, she's really been.
Good.
Well, that last time she was back here, even for the engagement party, I thought she looked, didn't even look pretty, and at the wedding, she didn't look as bad as you. Well, she was not any better behaving, but she looked a little better.
Your reaction to going out to the party with her right now?
Absolutely. Hard to be with. And even if you weren't doing that thing, if you didn't have the job you have, which is the biggest job in the world, even, like, it's because everything is difficult. It's a crane. It's never easy.
He'll do it.